I have had them a long time, and they can be relied upon. "Do you mean to fight a duel?" asked the young man. "It will certainly be a duel which we shall have to fight," said the other, examining the priming of his pistols. "And what a duel!" Handing one of the pistols to Raoul, he added, "In this duel, we shall be 2-1, but you must be prepared for everything, for we shall be fighting the most terrible adversary that you can imagine. But you love Christine Daae, do you not?"
"I worship the ground she stands on.
But you, sir, who do not love her, tell me why I find you ready to risk your life for her. You must certainly hate Eric."
"No, sir," said the Persian sadly. "I do not hate him. If I hated him, he would long ago have ceased doing harm."
"Has he done you harm?"
"I have forgiven him the harm which he has done me."
"I do not understand you. You treat him as a monster, you speak of his crime. He has done you harm, and I find in you the same inexplicable pity that drove me to despair when I saw it in Christine."
The Persian did not reply.
He fetched a stool and set it against the wall, facing the great mirror that filled the whole of the wall space opposite. Then he climbed on the stool and, with his nose to the wallpaper, seemed to be looking for something.
"Ah," he said after a long search, "I have it."
And raising his finger above his head, he pressed against a corner in the pattern of the paper. Then he turned round and jumped off the stool.
"In half a minute," he said, "we shall be on his road."
And crossing the whole length of the dressing room, he felt the great mirror.
"No, it is not yielding yet," he muttered.
"Oh, are we going out by the mirror?" asked Raoul. "Like Christine Daae?"
"So you knew that Christine Daae went out by that mirror?"
"She did so before my eyes, sir. I was hidden behind the curtain of the inner room, and I saw her vanish not by the glass, but in the glass."
"And what did you do?"
"Oh, I thought it was an aberration of my senses, a mad dream."
"Or some new fancy of the ghosts," chuckled the Persian.
"Ah, Monsieur de Chagny," he continued, still with his hand on the mirror,
"would that we had to do with a ghost. We could then leave our pistols in their case. Put down your hat, please. There. And now cover your shirt front as much as you can with your coat, as I am doing. Bring the lapels forward. Turn up the collar. We must make ourselves as invisible as possible."
Bearing against the mirror, after a short silence, he said, "It takes some time to release the counterbalance when you press on the spring from the inside of the room. It is different when you are behind the wall and can act directly on the counterbalance. Then the mirror turns at once and is moved with incredible rapidity.